Welcome to the Nutritious and Delicious podcast with me, Bethany. Our mission is to support busy parents all over the world to learn time management while taking care of your nutritional, physical, and mental health. After all, a healthy family starts with a healthy parent. So I'm super honored here today. I have Natalie with me, and Natalie is a life coach. She's an author. She's a mom, a partner, a taxi driver, a cheerleader, and life enthusiast, to name a few. Natalie, along with her business soulmate, run Life Force Exclusive Membership, a personal development membership to master your mind and radically transform your life. So I'm so excited to have you here today, Natalie.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here with you today. This conversation, I think, is going to be so exciting because I think that our message and our stories are so aligned with one another that I think today that we're going to be able to dive really deep and really be able to create some change in this world.
Yeah, I love it. I really want to kind of dive deep into a lot of personal stories lately. So this one is actually going to be around the power to transform your life. So let's dive in and talk about your journey and what got you started where you are today.
Yeah, absolutely. So I had the blessing of being born into a family that dealt with a lot of alcohol and drug addictions. Mm-hmm. I grew up with my great-grandmother, who was in her 90s. She had taken over looking after me. And it was in one of the poorest areas in Scotland. Mm. It was a council estate where everybody was just hooked on medication, drinks, drugs, alcohol. Wow. There was chaos constantly going on. And the energy of the place was just completely out of sync with absolute everything. Mm-hmm. It was this perpetual cycles that you could see that was just going through generation after generation after generation. And witnessing this growing up, for me, it just never quite made sense. And even from a young age, I can remember feeling like, why would you want to be in a state like this?
Yeah. You know, like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, it's like, what are you doing? It made no sense why you would want to be completely comatose, or, you know, like, get yourself in such a state that you had no control of your life. So I think there was this desire that always wanted more from life for me.
It's like almost like you put yourself in a place of when you're a child, it's like you're not understanding what's going on with the adults. And again, you're not seeing it because it's usually mental health mindset that's going on in people. So you're kind of looking at people saying there's physically nothing wrong with you, but you're kind of doing things to, like you said, comatose yourself into these states. So kind of like going through this yourself, like what's sort of something that is something that you've taken away from this, because you've already told me your story and I kind of want you to sort of share on that a little bit, like what kind of got you out of that place to start with. Like, I know you said you felt that way as a child, but sort of what geared you up to kind of like leave and do something for yourself?
So at 16, I decided to jump from the chip pan into the fire and I got into a relationship that was physically and mentally abusive.
Yeah.
I had left my grandma's house. There was a lot of violence. I wasn't working. It was just this chaos. And there was a realization that, oh God, I'm going down the same road as the rest of my family had, this road to nowhere. And when I made the decision to leave this relationship, I went back home to my grandma's. I was like, there has to be a way out of this, but I didn't know how. There was no role models to say, come and do this, or this is what you need to do. So I turned to books and I started to understand that I had the power to transform my life. And having this realization at 17 was quite big. You know, no one around me held any of this belief system. So starting to read and just being in this place of, I desire more than this in my life. I don't know how to get it. I don't know what it even looks like, because I was in this bubble, remember? Do you know, like, there was nothing out with this bubble apart from the chaos. But there was love.
Yeah.
And my great-grandmother, who had brought me up, held me with a place of unconditional love. And she allowed me the place and the safety of to be able just to take myself out of my comfort zone. I was very lucky and I got a beautiful job working with people that had lots of money. Mm-hmm. They was in the busiest town, it was in the centre of town. And I could suddenly see, oh my God, these people are just like me. But
right.
They're no different from where I'm at. It's just that I've had all of these programs and beliefs and everything installed in me. But who said that they're true?
Did you notice when you were kind of in that environment that you kind of felt like it's possible, like you started to see what was possible and I want to be like that. So how do I kind of turn into somebody that can kind of be in that same situation? So obviously that's where your journey sort of started, I think, in terms of like the self-growth. What age did you start reading all the self-help books again?
17.
17
okay. Is when I bought my first personal development book. And it kind of just opened this can of worms for me. I was like, oh my goodness, like I have this control, and I started to read as many books as I possibly could. Mm-hmm. And then at 18, started the succession of deaths within my family. The first one being my mum at 18.
That's tough.
And it was tough, you know, because pretty much all of my life I had just seen a woman who suffered in pain, you know, not physical pain, but pain from the mental stories that she was trying to block out and numb with alcohol. Do you know, alcohol was her choice. And growing up with that and seeing this, because, you know, family members had said, you know, your mum had so much potential. She was this amazing woman who had so much going for her.
Mm-hmm.
But I never got to see that side. I only got to see the woman who was addicted to alcohol, who caused me so much pain, who was in and out of hospital, was in and out of rehab, was in and out of these deep, dark places her whole life. And it didn't make her a bad person. You know, she had the biggest, kindest heart. Her issue was not being able to face the hurt and pain that had happened in her life.
Right.
And she numbed it with alcohol.
It's such a common thing. And, you know, it happens to a lot more people than you think. There's so many people I've spoken to that are children of addicts, and just growing up with it. I think a lot of people, the problem is they think it's normal, and that's normal behavior until you sort of see another light. Because if you're surrounded by it all the time, you sort of just feel like you're blending in to the situation of, and then I think when a lot of people get to sort of the adult stage or the emotional intelligence stage where they realize there's more to life out there, I think that's when they start to have to kind of go through and unpack and find, for myself as well too, like finding forgiveness, just not for, like for myself so I could move forward. Because there is so much pain, I think, and anguish for a lot of people either living beside this currently or having grown up with it. And it's kind of, you know, put into them as these ways of living. And you do usually manifest the same thing in your own life, not because you want to, it's because it's what you know.
Yeah.
And I love your story because you've come out such in an inspiring way on the other side at such a young age. Like I think you said you met, was it your husband at 18?
Yeah. We were together. Yeah. Do you know, we actually met younger than that when we were at school. So we knew each other from when we were like 12 years old. And here we are 20 plus years later with two little girls. You know, we were very lucky to find one another because we moved through this personal development and personal growth together. So that was probably one of the core foundational things too that allowed me to move through this, because we were each other's cheerleaders through all of it.
And that's why you are the cheerleader too, you know. I love it. I've got so many chills running through my body, and I don't get that often, but when I hear that, it's part of it, I think, is I resonate with your story for sure. And I wanted you to come on and talk to people because a lot of people are in pain mentally right now, and either living beside this, having lived in it, or dealing it with it personally themselves, like through addictions, things like that. And I want people to see that there is an alternative. There is another side, and you don't have to live in this pain anymore, and you can transform your life. It's just, you kind of do need a few tools at first to kind of go through it. And I love how positive and inspiring you are. And, you know, there's so many people that would look at you and think, holy, like, I'd never even imagine that you've gone through that, you know, myself included, you know, having lost my husband as well in 2018. It's a kind of a crazy road, but it changes you sometimes for the better. And I would love for you to be able to share three things that have helped you transform your life. And I think that's also amazing that, and I wouldn't say rare, but for you and your partner to be together for so long, having gone through such a transformational journey and grown together, because a lot of people either don't grow or grow apart. So I'm very happy for you. So could you give us a couple of your transformational tips that you've kind of seen for yourself that have worked?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the first thing is, before we even go into the transformational place, it's this place of grace.
Right.
Do you know, the acceptance of my life is exactly where it needs to be right now. Mm-hmm. I cannot change other people. I cannot change the past. Right. I cannot change all of those things that have happened. But where I am right now is exactly where I need to be. And I hold so much gratitude for all of the hurt and the pain and all of the things that have mm-hmm. happened in the past. Without that, we wouldn't be having this conversation today.
Right.
So the grace of just, I am where I am right now. And from this point is where I hold the power to transform everything in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it can start with the simplest thing of the awareness. Point one, mm-hmm. becoming so aware of your life. Looking at what's causing you discomfort. Where is the disharmony within your life? Where is the points within your life that you know that you desire change? And looking at them without this rose-tinted glasses on, right. and turning this frown upside down and everything's going to work out great. Do you know?
Yeah.
It's like, actually, this is really hard. This is an area that I need to do something about. And for me, this was the realization that I'm the chain breaker.
Yeah.
I'm the one that's able to break these chains. And if I want to be able to break the chains, I have to be willing to do things differently
right.
than what anyone's done before. And having the courage to do this too, because, you know, it's wobbly, it's uncertain. You might need to turn your back on people. You might need to walk away from people that you love
right.
in order to preserve your life and all of the future generations moving forward.
I was going to say that's very strong and powerful. I like the notion of what you said about the breaking the chains. I've noticed for a few people living through a lot of this, there's a lot of denial. Mm-hmm. And having lived through kind of that myself too, there's a period of time where finally reality will have to hit you at some point. And it's hard when you have put, like you said, the rose-colored glasses on for so long, whether you are dealing with, you know, some struggles yourself and you don't want to kind of face maybe things aren't going so well in your marriage or your friendships or with your kids, or being the other person on the other side and having other people sort of around you doing those same things, like being in denial, like, well, it's not so bad and maybe things will be better, and blaming yourself is another one. And that keeps you stuck and trapped. And I think the awareness is key, like you said, because at first I think a lot of people usually are told by others around them first what's going on. But you have to kind of come to terms with that yourself and step out of sort of either numbing yourself as well, whether you're, you know, on your phone and just mindless doing things. Checking out of, you know, being a parent, being, you know, in your relationship, things like that, you know, you need to sort of get that awareness first. And I think that's definitely key, what you just said.
Yeah. I call it the when I, then I syndrome.
When I, then I, okay.
When I, then I.
Yeah.
When the kids get older, then I'll be able to do this. When I get a new job, then I'll be able to do this. When this happens, then I will this. And we wait for this epiphany moment when there's going to be stars and rainbows and sunshine.
Right.
And then we realize, like 15, 20 years later, we're still waiting.
Right.
Because there's always going to be something else that's going to come up to be able to stop us in our track. But how bad do you want this better life?
Right.
How bad do you desire to have more? How much do you desire to be the one that says, this stops with me? And when I look back in my family tree, it's like this energy and power can move you through anything. So mm-hmm. it can start now, right in the moment. Do you know, we don't have to wait for everything to be perfect to start to make the change. It can start from picking up that book, just as I did. It can start from listening to a podcast such as mm-hmm. this. These tiny little moments have the power to transform your life if you choose it to happen.
Right. And the choice is starting with you, basically, at the end of the day. It's like what you just said. What's your number two that you would talk to somebody if they're struggling right now?
Self-help books. Yeah. Get educated. Build your wisdom, build your knowledge. YouTube has so many resources out there. If you need the answer to something, there is someone that has that answer for you. You have to be vulnerable sometimes and show up authentically and ask for the help and the support. But if you want to know something, I can guarantee you there's a book on it somewhere.
Oh yeah.
The self-help books allowed me to build new formations within my mindset, reprogram who I was and what my belief systems were. They allowed me to see parts of the world that I didn't even know mm-hmm. existed, because my mindset was so closed and so small that these books allowed me to expand and see what was possible out there because other people had done it in their lives. And they were no different from you or I. Anything is possible, and reading allowed me to tap into this. It was mm-hmm. my escape as a child when alcohol was going on. I would be under my covers with my books, with my little torch, reading the Enid Blyton books and things. And now as an adult, it feels like no different. I love to read every single day. You know, getting the books has the power to transform your life, because you can get them so readily available now, you know, mm-hmm. such a small cost. You can even go online and find books that are read for you for free.
Right.
Starting to build up this wisdom and knowledge builds. It's like a muscle. You can't just pick it up sometimes and hope that read one book and it's going to transform your life. It doesn't work like that, because what's one person's message might not work for you.
Mm-hmm.
So the discernment of, I'll take this, this feels good for me, this is in alignment with who I am, this part I'm going to release, this doesn't feel good for me. And then you start to build up this personal profile of who you are based on the wisdom of other people. You don't mm-hmm. even need to go through the experiences to have the wisdom, because someone else is sharing their experience. And you can pull from this. Okay, now I know what I would do in this situation because I know what happened here. So many times, if any of my clients come to me, I'm like, oh my God, I have the perfect book for you to.
Yeah.
If you work with me, it's like you are going to have an Amazon wish list to lend up.
You're like the library for everybody.
Yeah, it's like the human Google. I'm like, I've got a book for that.
Yeah.
So books have been the thing to transform my life. This is personal development books here. We've got three of these bookcases in my home. And just learning the wisdom from this, it's like opening the doors to possibility. And if you can play in the field of possibility, then you know that you are not playing safe. It's like anything is available to you.
Right.
And I think there's so much beauty in that.
That's wonderful. I love that. And I like that notion myself of learning from other people, because what I have found myself and what you were saying is it's taking away the amount of time that you would have to do researching on the subject and basically using somebody else's tools that's saving you time, having to go through all that yourself. So it's like a quick kind of go to, like, if you want to be educated in anything, if you want to be financially educated or you want to learn how to cook or anything like that, like, you're going to find it in a book or on YouTube. And we have so much resources at our fingertips now with Google and YouTube and everything. You can find a video for practically anything. So, you know, it's just that you have to basically invest that time into yourself. And I know a lot of people say to me, oh, I don't have time, but you're sitting there scrolling on social media, you know, not feeling good about yourself. And you could use that time, that 5 minutes, to update for yourself, you know, to grow and learn and be a better version of yourself. And there's so many things that you can do and learn. I love that. The self-help books, I think, like you said, has been a really good escape for a lot of people. And I'm like that too. Like if I want to learn something, I'm researching it, I'm reading about it. And there's people you will resonate with and some people you won't. Take what's there, leave, you know, the rest. And that's where like finding people on YouTube, podcasts, books, you can basically find mentors like for free. Yeah. Like it's insane.
We are so lucky that we live in this modern day era when everything that we need to know is literally in the palm of our hand. Yeah. Like our ancestors, they had no availability to the wisdom that we had. We're in such an expansive place that we can pick up this little phone device and find out and connect with people. We're at polar opposite other ends of the world from each other. Yet here we are having this deep conversation in order to enhance our lives. The availability of that is just magical. And I don't think that we spend enough time in this gratitude for what is available to us. Like you're saying, these mentors, people that are readily available to support you to move through whatever you're going through right now.
And like even support, like there's support groups out there, there's support that you can do online. I think a lot of people put a lot of tapes in their way to say that they can't, but like you said, you know, our ancestors couldn't do all that. It was only Bob and Susie down the street that could tell you about, you know, whatever. And they don't know. They probably know just as much as you do. So it's great to kind of like, it's opening up your horizon. And I think that's sort of opening up your community and your connections to other people. And like I said, this is probably one of my favorite things basically in my business is being able to talk to people like yourself on the other side of the world and sharing stories. Like how crazy is that? Like I don't have to have somebody sit in my office and come to my house. And that's how it used to be. Like you couldn't do this before. So I love that. So what's your number three?
Three is this stops with me. This stops with me. I'm the chain breaker and I'm here to break the chains. All of the things that has rippled through all of my family, through the ancestors, all of the stories, the hurt, the pain, it stops with me. I'm going to clean up so much of my life. I'm going to do the trauma work. I'm going to go to the parts of me that is scary, that is the parts that are overwhelming, that everybody else ran away from. I'm running into them.
Yeah.
Oof, all of chills. This. And I'm doing this for not just me. I've got two beautiful little girls. And for them to be able to live the life that they desire, I know that I need to be the leader that shows them a different way of life. There's a picture of them that sits on my desk. And when it feels hard, when it feels overwhelming, when it feels like, oh my goodness, I feel like I'm not moving at the speed that I want to go at, I remember who and what I'm doing this for. I feel like that when you're in this space of saying this stops with me, you regain your power back. All the things that have been put out to people and places and the stories and the past events and the things that have happened and the, you know, all of the stories of the past, you pull that energy back in. And this energy starts to fill you up so that you can stand in your power. Anything can come my way and I'm ready for it and I'm going to face it because I know that I'll be okay because I hold this personal power within me that reminds me every single day that I am the change maker creating change and whatever comes up I can move through it. It might not be perfection, it might not be messy, but that is a whole part of this human experience. We're here on this earth to learn these lessons and I'm ready to take these lessons and navigate them the very best that I can so that I am the role model to my children so that they get to stand in their power, so that they have this self-worth and self-confidence and self-belief that they can deal with whatever comes their way. you know, I don't know what the outcomes of their life is, but if I can be able to build them up and be able to teach them all of the things I know, and know that I am changing this family tree and the generations forever.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we've been divided at birth. It's so weird. Maybe that's why I'm getting all these like chills down my spine, because everything that's coming out of your mouth right now is exactly why I did my business, Nutritious and Delicious. It's basically geared towards moms that want to have a better life. And like I say to everybody, our mission is to help you be basically a healthy person, so in order you can have a healthy family. Because I've had to learn the hard way myself that if you don't put your needs first in terms of looking after your mindset, your mental health, your nutrition, your physical health, all that stuff, you are not going to be able to be there properly for your own children. And you've lived that life already with somebody on the opposite side. And I see that on a regular basis with other people. And I've experienced that being in a partnership. And my mission, and I know you were probably very strong on this too, is that you wanted health and happiness and a better life for your children. And that's exactly what my driving force was. So that's your why. And I think your why is very strong and very similar to mine. So I think that's where we probably have connected, and somebody's put us in the right path to talk to one another. So I'm so glad that you came on to this show today, Natalie. So I really appreciate it. Do you have any more words of wisdom for our moms and dads out there?
Yeah, I think it's just, in fact, let's do a little practice if you're actually okay to do that. I invite you just to close your eyes over and bring your hands together and give them a rub. Start to feel the energy rising within you. Start to remember the truth and the power that you hold. And then place those hands gently on your heart, because I recognize this one life force energy. There is a one life force energy that connects all of our hearts in this lifetime. This one life force energy that holds the power to change the seasons, to bring the tides in and out, to change the moon into the sun. This one life force energy that creates everything is within you, and you hold a power greater than you could ever begin to imagine. There is a power for you to be able to create the life that you desire, the life of change, where you welcome in the abundance, the ease, the flow, the happiness, the love, the joy, the connections, the friendships. You are the change maker that is here to create change in this lifetime. You are here to say this stops with me. You're the one that holds the power to change the trajectory of your family's life forever. And as you step into this power, I declare in this moment that now is your time. Now is your time to be able to take the steps, whatever that may look like. You do not need to know the how, you just need to trust. Trust that you're held and that you are supported, and that there is always going to be a shining light. And as you step into this feeling of gratitude that you are the one, gratitude that you're healing, gratitude to Bethany for holding this podcast so that you got to remember who you were. And as I release my word out into universal law, as I know with absolute certainty, it is done. And together we say, and so it is.
So it is. I love it. I had so much chills through that. That's amazing. Very powerful. Thank you so much for coming on. How can our moms and dads get to connect with you, Natalie?
They can find me over on Instagram. I have my Natalie Smith Coaching page at Instagram, but I also hold a membership site called Life Force Exclusive. And this is a place where we have personal development calls 5 days a week. We have morning routines, goals and vision. We have workshops all about tapping into this expansive version of you. We're there to hold you and walk every single step of the way. And we would love to have you come over and join us.
Love it. Thank you so much for coming on today, Natalie.
So grateful to you, Bethany. Sending you so much love for you and the work that you're doing in this world and being the change maker in your life.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.